AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. On social media last night, Trump posted, "We have nothing to hide, and it's time to move on from this Democrat hoax perpetrated by radical left lunatics in order to deflect from the great success of the Republican Party." The bill would force the Justice Department to release all files and communications related to Jeffrey Epstein. Trump says the U.S. may have discussions with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela's government did not immediately respond. This comes as the U.S. increases its military presence in the Caribbean. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The USS Gerald R. Ford, the most advanced U.S. aircraft carrier, has arrived in the Caribbean Sea as part of what the Trump administration calls a counter-drug operation. But it's been seen as an escalating pressure tactic against Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Since September, U.S. airstrikes have killed at least 80 people in 20 attacks on small boats accused of transporting drugs in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. With the USS Ford's arrival, there are now roughly 12,000 U.S. troops on nearly a dozen Navy ships in what Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth calls Operation Southern Spear. Donna Warder, Washington.
A Border Patrol commander says dozens have been arrested in the Charlotte, North Carolina immigration enforcement surge. The White House says the surge will combat crime, despite fierce objections from local officials and declining crime rates. The Federal Aviation Administration says airlines can resume normal flight schedules in the U.S. beginning this morning. Flights were reduced during the government shutdown. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The German government says it's lifting its restrictions on exports of military equipment to Israel. This comes weeks after the ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas militant group. Finnish President Alexander Stubb says a ceasefire in Ukraine is unlikely to happen before the spring, and says European allies need to keep up support despite a corruption scandal that has engulfed Kyiv.
I'm not very optimistic about achieving a ceasefire or the beginning of peace negotiations, at least this year. I mean, perhaps if we get something going by February, March, that would be good.
He added that Europe will require sisu, a Finnish word meaning endurance, resilience, and grit, to get through the winter months as Russia continues its hybrid attacks and information war across the continent. Shares were mixed in Asia while U.S. futures advanced. More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.